All right, welcome everyone to a new month. We are in June now, the 1st of June, 2022 for the Aries Working Group call. This is a Hyperledger call, so we have a antitrust policy and a Hyperledger code of conduct in effect. This helps us avoid legal issues and be excellent to each other. You are welcome to add yourself to the agenda or make any other adjustments. I've got the link newly pasted in the chat. Is there anyone new today that would like to introduce themselves? All right, well, we're glad you're here. As far as announcements go, we have a Cardia Interopathon. Cardia is a project that uses Aries, specifically in the health information space. And so they have an Interopathon on June 16th, which includes the basic connections and out-of-band invitations. So sort of basic protocols that are going on. Everyone is welcome, even if you're not deep into the Cardia project, but would like to get together and test your stuff with other folks. And it is entirely based on Aries. Cool. Any other announcements that we should have on the list, but don't? Awesome. Also, Mike's not here, but thanks to Mike who ran the meeting last week. I was out of town, and he kindly picked up and ran the meeting. Unfortunately, I forgot to warn him to record to his computer instead of the cloud. In the way that it's set up, it kind of vanishes into the ether. So we have the meeting notes from last week, but not the recording. But I'm grateful to Mike for picking that up and making that happen. Any projects want to talk about their work updates or release status updates on the various code bases within Aries? All right. We know there's a bunch going on, but it's not always worth surfacing those issues up in the various meetings and the channels in, I'm suddenly blanking on it. There you go. Discord, the various channels in Discord have news and updates for the stuff that's going on. On the discussion today, it's relatively light, but the big thing here is that DIDCOM V2 has been approved. This has been going on in the Decentralized Identity Foundation Working Group for DIDCOM V2, and that's been approved by the working group, finishing a long process of completing all the remaining issues and everything else. And so that's happened, and so I was planning on talking today both about the status, what happens, where the status of that work is, what's next there, but also how it impacts the Aries Interop Profile V2, which is the current one that we're pursuing here in the Aries community, with some open questions about what we ought to be doing and things like that. I have more questions there than answers, and so that will be a good topic of discussion, and we may not figure that all out today, but it would be useful to have a conversation. And then that's relatively light on the schedule. Is there any other topics or adjustments that we want to bring up and talk about today in our meeting? All right, and if necessary, we can have a shorter meeting than usual, and that would be fine. Cool. Let me go ahead and get started in this. If you come up with things that you would like to talk about or questions you'd like to ask, then we can go ahead and continue that after this. What I wanted to talk about a little bit was the process actually happening. Let me do a couple things here. This is the repository that we're talking about. And all the information is here. If you scroll down here, you can find the rendered version of the spec here, and that will in this gives you the The spec as it is. There are a number of issues still in the repository. The ones that we have are deferred, meaning they're not going to be solved as part of the V2 work, or they're related to extensions or other things not related to the core spec itself. But the status has been changed to working group approved. What happens now in the process of the diff is this gets recommended to the steering committee. And then they vote on whether they put a stamp on it. I don't anticipate any changes or pushback there, but that will go through that process. To help us with that, then it gets basically stamped by the diff as an approved work item, and then that remains a fixed target in the sense that that any changes to the spec from that point will need to be listed as errata rather than changes to the spec itself. And then there will also be discussion of what happens next. The ultimate goal for this is to land this for future work at the IETF, but we have to be able to manage the mismatch between the diff's processes and the IETF's processes in order to make that work. And so anyway, that's what's going on. I'd like to highlight that there's a handful of implementations that have been done. Several of them have been done. The most recent work has been sponsored by SICPA out of their D-Lab. And so they have a number of implementations there that in various languages, which is pretty cool, of DIDCOM V2 itself. So if you want to get started, you don't have to start from scratch. You can, of course, get involved and do stuff this way. And then, of course, the rendered copy of the spec is here. So we have on didcom.org, we have a book that we're building, and this is the what's new section out of the book. It's not, but it's substantially different than what we've talked about previously, but this is available. And I can get these in the agenda notes. I'm here today to make it easier to find. And this has the list of changes that are happening. We will likely have some discussions and we can augment this content. This is not the spec itself, so it's much easier to update. But as we learn within the ARIES community about what it's like to migrate or support both DIDCOM V1 and DIDCOM V2 simultaneously, we may end up with some valuable things that we learn that can be stuck here to assist others going through the same process. And so there's a handful of changes here. One is that the concept of DID exchange or a handshake protocol has been eliminated with a shift inside of the inside of DIDCOM with an emphasis. In DIDCOM V1 in use in ARIES now, messages are identified or addressed with keys. And in DIDCOM V2, they're addressed with DIDs. And the effect of that is that you end up not needing a handshake protocol to exchange DIDs because the DIDs are actually part of each message as they pass along. And so that leads to some efficiencies and to some better variability of handling things. You don't have like a connectionless mode anymore. You have the opportunity to have a connection last as long as you need, meaning it could exist for one connection or one connection each way, or maybe five, or it could last for a really long time. There's all the elements of the spectrum there are possible. Peer DIDs are handled a little bit specially in the connections protocol and DID exchange, and that special handling has been eliminated with the peer DID method. And so all of those things can be encoded in there. There's some information here that needs to be updated a little bit, but the idea is that it's just a DID from that point and nothing is special there. There's also, we have the ability to rotate a DID from one DID to another inside of DIDCOM V2. That's commonly used right at the beginning of a relationship when you want to rotate away from a DID that may have been present in an out-of-band invitation. Out-of-band invitations are still present and similar, but if you want to rotate away from that DID, there's a mechanism. The other cool thing that allows, though, is the ability to rotate away from a DID to a different did in at any point in the relationship, which means that if there's some reason why you need to migrate your relationships from one particular did to another, you can do so without affecting or abandoning or having to recreate the relationship entirely. And so that's a really nice feature. Also, this came up earlier, that the difference between ephemeral and full mode is now more of a spectrum. And then this is actually not quite true. We need to update this page. We still have an encrypt. It turns out to be really efficient for things like mediators and everything else. And so that's there. Also, we have message level decorators are now present as headers. And so there's a little bit of a structure difference. But the basic concepts of DIDCOM are still there. You have a message that's from the owner of a DID to the owner of another DID. The forward protocols are similar. There's been appropriate adjustments, but they're overall the same concepts are there. And so that's important. The other thing is that the encryption layer actually changes a little bit. We're formalizing what we're doing with the boxes in Libsodium, and that's based on a ECDH 1PU standardization that gives us the same features of AuthCrypt, but formalized into a regular JWE envelope. We no longer are doing something that is mostly JWE but slightly different. And so that's been formalized and has some improvements there. Any questions? No one asks questions. This is going to be a really boring meeting with just me talking. Okay, if you have them, please bring them up, of course, in the future and everything else. Here's what I wanted to kind of get to a little bit. Let's see. We've defined areas in our profile V2. And here's as an overview, here are the RFCs that are supported. Also with notes, including whether things have been reformatted or they're new or they're just minimally handled. And so here's the list of things that are in the base requirements. And we defined optional targets. This is the first time we've done this. That way, if there are things that you would like to coordinate on, but that may not apply to all projects, then you can go ahead and do so. So mediator coordination is a good example, here. Colton, I'm not sure I explained it well. I think I may have just put everyone to sleep. That's okay. Hopefully this is useful. So we have these different sub targets. That are optional to be able to implement for various things, including BBS creds, LD creds, and Indie creds as optional targets to focus on for interoperability in those areas with other folks also implementing those sub targets. And one of those is DIDCOM V2 prep, where it supports a different form of encryption envelope that massively is way closer to what DIDCOM V2 provides. But still supporting DIDCOM V1. And this was promoted by the folks at SecureKey for some good logistical reasons. The form of cryptography here and in DIDCOM V2, I might add, works a little better if you're using an external key appliance. I'm not thinking of the correct name of this. But if you're using an external appliance to do the encryption of messages, then this form is substantially easier to do because of how it's constructed than the previous one. Anyway, the idea here is that adopting this encryption envelope then makes it easier to move to DIDCOM V2 when it happens. But that's the only link that we actually really have directly to anything DIDCOM V2 related. So the open question is with DIDCOM V2 getting done and stamped, what do we want to do as a community to adopt it? And what kind of pace do we think is good for the Aries community to make that happen? Of course, anyone can build support for anything at any time. The goal of talking about this is that we can, if we figure out kind of what generally works for the community, then we can understand what other folks are doing, and it can help us prioritize And schedule our development efforts to roughly coincide with each other. It doesn't have to perfectly, of course, but that way we can get there approximately at the same time. The idea then is that DIDCOM V1 becomes deprecated and eventually, you know, falls out of usage, and DIDCOM V2 is what we're supporting from then on. A significant enough piece of work that it's not something we can all pull off in a day. And so there's a little bit of coordination there would be helpful. And so I wanted to bring the topic up to see if folks had any thoughts about their projects or additional questions, even if they don't have answers, about how this process might work and what our options are as far as moving this forward. So again, this is the part where I have more questions than answers. Any thoughts anyone has?
Sorry, it might be a silly question, being new to the group. At what level is DIDCOM implemented in the current libraries? And where would code changes need to be made if we were to support two?
So the different projects, there isn't... So that's a good question, and I'm going to attempt to answer it. And if I don't answer it very well, then please help me out by asking the question maybe a different way or bring up the points that I didn't bring up. Of the projects that we have, so ACAPI is probably the largest. We also have Aries Framework Go. We'll have Aries Framework JavaScript as well as the Bifold mobile app project. And there's not a universal library that they all use. There are pieces of it. For example, libindy is. So libindy is something that some libraries currently use in order to do the encryption. It has a pack and an unpack function. There's also in ASCAR, there are similar functions with pack and unpack, and those are what's generally used to encrypt or decrypt a message. And so most of the changes, or some of the changes rather, need to happen at that layer in the library where those code bases will need to gain support for this. It depends a lot on who wants to volunteer for that effort. The effect of that is that we might end up with newer code in ASCAR to do DIDCOM V2. If no one volunteers to do that work to libindy, then libindy won't continue to support that. ASCAR has been the way that things are seem to be going. There's some performance advantages and some other things there. And so once that base layer is done and the base level of encryption and decryption is done, then it's likely also going to need updates to the code using those libraries. For example, message routing and message processing will vary slightly. Some attention has been paid to make sure that you can identify a message either when it arrives to tell whether it's a DIDCOM V1 or a DIDCOM V2 message. And that way you can support both simultaneously. And many of these things can be translated, which means that it's reasonable to develop infrastructure that supports both DIDCOM V1 and DIDCOM V2 messages. Ultimately, I think DIDCOM V1 will, of course, fall out of use, but certainly in a transition period, it will be really useful to do so. So there's two layers there, right? One is the sort of the foundational layer. It's also worth noting that you don't have to use the pack and unpack methods that we're talking about. Any library that supports creation of a JWE with ECDH1 PU may be used. Does that answer your question, Gary?
Yes, it does. Actually, very well.
Perfect.
By the way, we're using the .NET framework one, so that's where that question's coming from.
Yes.
Because it is getting a bit behind.
Yes. And so that, you know, these are open source projects, right? We've got to... figure out how we in organizations could support the projects that we're using. And so having a change like this that definitely needs library support might spur a conversation in communities using the various libraries about how contributions might be made to make those updates actually happen. The good news is that this is all based pretty closely on JWE stuff, which means that JWE libraries can be used as part of this, which should assist with the development of making that happen. It's also worth noting, I don't think, I'm going to go look here. I don't think we have listed a .NET implementation of this. It's possible for probably you could maybe shell out to Rust in order to make that work. If you you want to bind in the Rust library to make that work, that would be useful. But anyway, yes, there will be some library work probably needed in those areas.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Steve here. So I've almost got a version of DIDCOM RS that will be compatible with Kotlin, Python, Kotlin. Sorry, I just woke up. Kotlin and Swift for iOS, and we'll make those available just sitting on top of the DIDCOM RS library that's right there.
Oh, in your language binding work, right?
Yes. And so I just barely joined. So I didn't hear the question, but it sounded like it might be related. So I'm offering that.
No, that would be great. Just binding in to .NET framework like we currently do with the libmd.
Yes. And it might be worth too, as long as you're going to be adjusting things there, it might be worth adding support for Asgard as an underlying layer as a replacement for libmd. There seems to be more development going on in that area. Andrew isn't here today, Andrew Whitehead from BCGov, but he's done a bunch of work there, and there's been some nice advantages. So it may be worth, as long as some updates are being made to the .NET framework, to add some of those as well.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Other questions or comments or thoughts? Steve, the basic idea that we're talking about is, what are our opportunities here with AIP v2, now that DIDCOM v2 is done and ready to be done, what kind of pace is useful for us, and what kind of other things might we pursue as we try to coordinate adoption of this as a community? Obviously, it will take time, but one of the options is what kind of mechanism do we want to use to actually track this and stuff. So anyway, that was the conversation.
Cool. Sounds exciting.
This is Tim here. Just a sort of a quick comment on the pace. One of the things that we're just trying to get the other AIP2 support going, right? I mean, no one's really got a wallet or anything yet with that. So there's a lot of moving parts right now, which is I think going to gate some of this a little bit as we try and get all the pieces in place.
I think you're entirely right. And just because DIDCOM v2 is there doesn't mean that we all need to drop whatever we're doing and run to it, right? That's part of my point, is that we can figure out when the right time actually makes sense for the efforts we have as a community.
Yeah.
One of the thoughts that I had as a mechanism is that we could actually take an RFC, write an ARIES RFC, which defines basically the application of DIDCOM v2. It would be perhaps similar to this one, only of course it could point to the DIDCOM v2 spec as an external reference. And I think we could get away with adding an optional target that perhaps might supersede slightly the DIDCOM v2 prep, but perhaps even just called DIDCOM v2, that then links to the appropriate RFC that defines how that integration actually happens. And then that way, those folks that are actually pursuing that sooner can use that as a target, but that leaves the whole structure of AIP v2 largely untouched, because all the same stuff is referenced, which means that current development efforts still continue, and the benefit of reaching compatibility on those issues or completeness on those issues is still there in exactly the same way it has been before.
In terms of DIDCOM v2 prep, I mean, I'm not that familiar, I haven't looked at it very closely, but Is it really a valuable step, or are we just going to end up once we get, you know, AIP 3 or something, just leapfrog right over it? Or
So there's a couple of projects that already implement this encryption envelope. I believe, and I'm pulling from deep memory here, but I think Aries Framework Go supports this as well, I think, as ACAPI at some level. And so for those that already support it, I think this is useful. For those that don't yet support this encryption envelope, I think that they'd end up leapfrogging over this one in order to the directed COMBI 2 support.
Yeah. I was thinking of AFJS particularly.
Yeah. So I think that if, you know, folks that have not yet done it, it might be faster just to leapfrog. This is a little bit of a hybrid between 587 is a little bit of a hybrid between where DIDCOMBI 2 is going and where DIDCOMBI 1 has been. And so it's not a bad step to implement, but you're right in the sense that this may become a less desirable optional sub-target here in the presence of one that that directly links to DIDCOMBI 2. And we as a community sort of get to vote on our feet with that one, right? About who's interested in still targeting it exactly as it's defined, or if we want to define a new optional one. And several of the folks that I think have generally had more vocal opinions that are not here today. There's probably conflicts or vacations or other things as we get into the summer season. And so it's likely that we'll need to bring this up a couple times and sort of gather, you know, feedback from folks just to help bridge all the schedules and things that are going on. Yeah. Cool. Any other questions? If something does come up, you're in a meeting or whatever else, then please reach out and I'd love to have these conversations. Again, I tend to have more questions than answers at this point here, but I think that having this conversation and figuring out where we are is a really useful piece of that. And so I wanted to surface it and see what we could learn and sort of start to stir this pot a little bit and see what we can come up with. Any other questions about DIDCOMBI 2 or the AIP possibilities or anything at all? Gary, was that an accidental unmute?
I was just gonna just remind you to put the links into the wiki page.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
I will go ahead and do that. And then AIPv2 is over here. That's not it. Here we go. Oh, that did not work. What happened there? I think I clicked on a link within there. There we go.
And what's that other? Yeah, that pre-built yellow one.
Yeah. So here's the rendered copy, and let me add real quick before I forget the link to the spec here too that has the language. Awesome. Now we have useful links. Thank you, Gary, for reminding me. Cool. With that topic done, is there anything else that that folks would like to bring up during our working group call today? Awesome. Then I think the utility of the Aries Working Group call has been met today. Thank you, everyone, for coming. We will be back next week with more stuff to talk about. I hope your week is a great one, and we look forward to seeing you online and in other venues. And please reach out if there's any questions you have or ways I can be useful. And we will see you all next week.
Thank you.
Thanks.